Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast.
My name's Eamon.
And my name is Dan, and this is where we help you unlock the life of your dreams. Something that's been really important to me this year, and something I wasn't really actually aware of until last year. Last year, we're in 2024 now. So last year, 2023, I was not hyper aware, maybe, because I was just in go mode through like half of the year. But like listening to your body is crucial. Like just listening to the signs, the indicators that your body's overwhelmed or, you know, you're flustered can be really, really helpful, because your body will give you a lot of information on how you're feeling. And a lot of the time your body will tell you before your brain tells you. But the problem, I guess, is that we're all so overstimulated, right? We're constantly like on our phones, we're on different screens watching TV. So like for me, maybe that was part of the problem. I was going from like seeing clients to doing some video stuff. So like I'm stimulated, focused on a client, then I'm on my computer doing something constantly stimulated, then I'll be on my phone. And there wasn't really like a time where I'd just kind of sit through probably like half of the year where I was just maybe so focused on just go, go, go. And I think that's where it kind of led to me having a bit more anxiety and more panic around things. But again, so hard to pick up on if you are overstimulated, which we all are. So I think that's something that was quite important for me to reflect on, just taking a step back, resting a bit more and kind of like trying to listen to my body. And yeah, it's hard because you have to force yourself not to go from one thing to the next thing, you know? And like a lot of us are like that, where we'll just jump from work to home. And like a lot of people, right, it's like you have the family, so it's like come home from work, you're then doing dinner, then you're seeing the kids, then you might watch TV, then you spend time with your partner. It's like, where's the time just to sit and go like, how am I feeling, where am I at?
Yeah,
so hard. So yeah, that's something that I really want to focus on for 2024, and something that I started doing at the end of last year was just really listening to my body. And it took a lot of me stepping back, saying no to more things, you know, more opportunities that were coming up for video stuff, just saying no to it. Seeing less clients as well was a big thing for me, to take a step back and just check in with myself. Because again, out of character for me to feel panicky and anxious more often. Like we all have a humming of anxiety in the background, I feel. But yeah, it was just a bit more obvious last year for me. So I think that's quite important moving forward.
And you know, a little bit of cortisol, it's good.
Yeah. Okay.
It serves a purpose, and it's a good thing. It will make us run away from jaguars. Mm-hmm. It will make us do the work we need to do, you know, things like that.
Got to be careful of the jaguars.
Yep. Yeah, they're all around, especially here in Australia. And they'll make us have hard conversations that we need to have.
Mm-hmm.
But my question for you is, like, how did you start to recognize that you were, that your body was communicating something to you? Because that's probably the hardest thing, is that it's like, it's so obvious when you actually think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Start to feel anxious, and it's like, oh, and then you like self-soothe by doing something, or like watching TV, or going on, you know, TikTok, or, you know, getting another coffee, which is going to do the absolute worst.
Just
providing more cortisol.
Pumping more cortisol.
But instead, you actually, like, it sounds like you just sat with it and you actually recognized it, and you asked it, like, what are you trying to tell me? Like, what is this? Like, how did you initially recognize that?
It took a while, so it didn't come immediately in that form, where I definitely didn't notice it immediately. What I started noticing was a few things. So, like, more of the fight or flight response coming through. So I found that I had like a shorter fuse, and I was a bit more reactive with my partner, for example, just in the sense of like just getting a bit more annoyed, like quicker, getting annoyed quicker with little things. I found that like my OCD was a bit more reactive to tiny details, like even more than usual. So they were like indicators where it's like I felt like a change in my body. I felt like almost like an immediate frustration at times, and that frustration typically I would be able to be aware of and try to regulate myself, but it felt like it was overpowering me a bit more than usual. And the big one was also on weekends. So like after seeing clients through the week, after doing video stuff, I found on the weekends I didn't want to do anything, like literally nothing. I didn't want to see friends. I would constantly say no to things and just like not want to be around people. And I think that was an interesting indicator for me, because I'm like, I just want to like do nothing. You know, and typically like that's not how I would be. So I think those were the like clear indicators for me. But yeah, I would say like the clear like physical, because anxiety is typically experienced in the body. You know, anxiety is like a thought-based thing, but it's also like your body experiences it. So I think that's the clear one for me. Like my body was just responding to anxiety and panic, and I was just like more fight or flight, more regularly.
Yeah.
Shorter fuse, you know, not wanting to be around people, running away constantly, like not wanting to do things. So,
and so what would happen if, you know, that went unchecked for a while?
Yeah, it happens a lot. Happens a lot. So typically burnout would be a common one. Burnout, where you just like have no ability to regulate yourself anymore. and you become angrier, struggle to sleep. You feel, even if you do sleep, you feel exhausted and fatigued. Lack of motivation is a very common one when you're burnt out. The shorter fuse is normally the most common one I find with clients and with myself, is yeah, just that lack of ability to regulate yourself. You know, and what I mean by that is like to be able to manage your emotions in a reasonable manner where you're aware, hey, I'm getting angry, this is a bit irrational, and then trying to step away from that. Very hard for all of us to do, but that's normally a pretty good indicator for sure.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that is a really important thing to do. And again, it's hard to be in touch with that in the modern world. As we mentioned before on the podcast, it's like, yeah, just everything is fiending for your attention. And that's, we're in the attention economy now.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you said, like, you know, our day is already ram-packed full of, you know, things that want our attention, from, you know, job to chores to, you know, seeing a partner or hang out with friends or whatever. And that's all good. And there's generally a lot of good experiences you can have in that. But it's like the in-between moments, like, you know, one idea is like when you're in the car, I've done this a couple of times towards the end of last year, is like, don't plug your phone in.
Mm.
Just drive.
Yeah, yeah, I do
with,
that. Yeah.
With nothing.
Yeah.
Because that's time where it's like you can drive on autofocus and it's almost mindful time. Mm-hmm. Your mind can like, can run and do, you know, like figure out some problems in the background. And, you know, but another thing that I've done is like, I usually go to bed and then I put on podcasts for half an hour, like sometimes, and it feels really hard because I'm, you know, always need stimulation in my mind and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Classic ADD, you know, but it's like, if I can just not listen to a podcast once every couple of days, you know, yeah. I just go to bed and I've got an extra half an hour before I go to sleep. My mind can just solve these problems in the background and like think about what it needs to think about. And I can just be the witness to all these thoughts, you know,
mm-hmm.
and be like, oh, I feel like that, you know,
yeah,
you know, and just be present with it, pay attention to it, you know, and then it allows you to understand what's going on within your body. And then you can, you know, then you can bring it up to your mind and do the logic and the thinking and the, you know, processing of it and figure out what needs to happen to make you not feel that way. Or
yeah.
You just actually, you sitting with it is going to make you not feel that way anymore.
Mm, yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah. No, that's a good one. I think one thing that I notice a lot actually is, and I'll talk for myself as well as people I've worked with, but it can be really uncomfortable to sit with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we're not taught to be comfortable with sitting with uncomfortable things. And I think a lot of the time, what our default is when we feel overwhelmed, we then double down on work. We get distracted. You know, we try to focus on other things but our body, but how we're experiencing things. And I think that that in itself is extremely dangerous. I see it a lot where we neglect what our bodies, again, our body's trying to tell us something. There's a reason why we're lacking motivation, why we're more aggressive, why we're more frustrated, why we're struggling to sleep or feel rested. All of those are like clear indicators that our body's trying to tell us. It's like shouting at us like, hey man, chill,
yeah.
You know, just chill a bit. And like sometimes you can be overwhelmed in a situation and not actually just sit with it, you know, especially like really big things that happen, like, you know, losing someone, for example, losing a loved one, or you know, having like a relationship breakdown or something like that. A lot of the time you might double down on like, well, I'm just going to stay busy. I'm just going to keep seeing people, doing my own thing, instead of just sitting with yourself. And of course, it's uncomfortable to sit with yourself in those big moments, but sometimes that's what you need to do because you need to feel it.
Every time that's what you need to do.
You have to feel it, right? Yeah. Any sort of emotion and grief is a big one, but you have to sit with it because otherwise you're not actually honoring your body. You know, you're not honoring yourself. And there's a reason why we're emotional beings. There's a reason why we experience emotion. You know, so we have to allow it in its fullness, basically.
My rigid autistic brain doesn't like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It just wants to not have emotions and be robotic and, you yep. know, but yeah.
I think there's a lot of us, yeah. But, it's uncomfortable as well, you know, like,
yeah.
especially if your parent, like, the amount of times that, you know, like, I talk to people who don't have parents who even allow emotions, right, in the household. So if that's what you're raised with for the majority of your life, where your parents are emotionless or stunted emotionally or don't allow emotion, that's what's been modeled to you. It's going to feel so wrong and weird to do it because it's like not typical, right?
But it's, I mean, it's not necessarily their like fault.
No, you know? No, not at
it
all.
It just happened to be, you know, how they were raised or, you know, nature versus nurture in their life. And
yeah.
But yeah, if you can recognize that cycle and break out of it, then that's where the magic is. Like, and again, especially in this overstimulation economy, because it's like, oh, I've got a spare moment to myself. I will fill this void with some kind of entertainment, you know, or even podcasts are a distraction. And that's what I said, like, you know, even audiobooks, like feeling productive for a lot of the, you know, self-developmenty people like us, it's just like feeling productive is actually a distraction some of the time.
Yeah, 100% you know? It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting dopamine from doing something good. And that's obviously good. I'm just like, you know, I don't have any problems. What are you talking about? It's like, wait, slow down, have a listen to what's going on there, Chant.
Yeah, 100%.
And then, again, the funny like paradox here is that it's like, if you do that 5, 10% of the time, the other percentage of the time that you are actually trying to do something productive, you're going to be way more productive because you don't have these little stress things in the background trying to take you down.
Yeah.
And as we know, stress is number one killer, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So if you are feeling some sort of like radiating heat in your body, that's probably just your body.
Turn the air conditioner on.
Well, no, it's just your body saying, you know, leave that 5-star review for us.
So, yeah, right.
You know, thank you everyone for listening and yeah, definitely listen to your body more.
Hopefully you've gotten some value out of this episode.
And if you have, then please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, and we will talk to you in the next one.